From the KTOA newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. An ordinance requiring buffers around eagles' nests may soon be removed from Juneau's land use code. To locate the nests, city enforcers rely on federal biologists, but years of federal cuts have made them scarce. The current rules bar development within 50 feet of an eagle's nest. That increases to 330 feet during the six-month nesting season and to 350 feet for nests on public land. Assembly will have a public hearing and likely vote at next month's meeting. And in anticipation of the rule change, the city's permit department is working on pamphlets to encourage voluntary measures to protect eagle's nests. A controversial proposed mine in southwest Alaska is taking another significant step forward. Pebble Limited Partnership has announced that tomorrow it will apply for a federal Clean Water Act permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It's the first of many permit applications Pebble needs to file before it can build the proposed copper and gold mine. It's still a triumph for its backers. With this, Pebble will have checked off all three goals it wanted to accomplish this year: a settlement with the Environmental Protection Agency, a new partner, and a permit application. Tom Collier is Pebble's CEO.
We said we intended to accomplish all three of those this year, and we think we've got the hat trick here. We think we've got all three done, and we're pretty pleased.
The permit application triggers the federal environmental review process. Agencies will use that process to determine whether the mine should be approved. It also means more detailed plans on the mine's design will soon be made public. Collier says he thinks this is a good thing.
Now we're going to be able to have a debate about exactly what we're proposing to do. And I think that'll be pretty healthy for resolving all the various disagreements about the project.
Just this Monday, Pebble announced it secured a new partner for the mine, the Canadian company First Quantum Minerals. Pebble's leadership says First Quantum Minerals' investment in the project will help fund it through the permitting process. Pebble hopes to complete the permitting process in 3 to 5 years. The Alaska Patriot has been sunk in the North Pacific. Because of incoming inclement weather, the Coast Guard cutter Sherman left the area yesterday evening while a 170-foot abandoned fishing vessel was slipping beneath the waves. Petty Officer Louis Vigalniffen of the Coast Guard's Command Center in Juneau says the Sherman's crew boarded the Alaska Patriot yesterday afternoon to let in water. Sherman's crew then fired 800 rounds from a 50-caliber machine gun and 300 rounds from a 25-millimeter machine gun at the Alaska Patriot to speed the scuttling. The vessel was a navigational hazard as it was adrift about 215 miles southeast of Chirikoff Island. The new owner of the Alaska Patriot was towing it from Dutch Harbor to Mexico when it broke free on December 7th. Anchorage police say an officer fatally shot an armed male who confronted authorities. Police say the shooting occurred when officers responded to a late Wednesday night report about shots being fired in the 2000 block of Salmonberry Place. According to police, the individual died at the scene. It's 25 degrees and fair at Juneau International Airport.